Wonderful scene that I have today to see our worship service. We have a lot more people, and all of you are joining us today. 感谢主带领众弟兄姐妹来到这个圣殿里面，比从前更多的人来敬拜他。我们求主带领我们在教会继续的领导更多人享受神的福气。今天我们也在这个时间特别欢迎第一次来我们中间崇拜的弟兄姐妹。We want to welcome those who worship with us for the very first time. Is there anyone first time today? 有没有来？Praise the Lord. 谢谢主 ，Thank you for joining us. And we trust that you continue to worship with us in the future. 我们求天父帮助我们弟兄姐妹继续带领更多朋友来到我们中间敬拜他。今天是特别父亲节，我们在这里首先恭喜所有今天的父亲，在这里的，在网上的，感谢主，愿主大大的继续赐福你。
Today's Father's Day, and today's Father's Day, and so we're going to wish every father, grandfather, a very happy Father's Day.
Wow, she's better than me. Grandfather, 祖父加上去。
We just became one. He just became one.
Okay, 今天在这里，多少都已经做父亲，或者将来这很快就做父亲的，请你举举手，好不好
？How many fathers do we have in our midst? Even the ones that father to be.
请举手，不要客气哦。
Yes,
你是父亲。
父亲。
Yeah, 父亲。Oh, okay. Anyone else? How about Paul? You didn't raise your hand. How come Chen? Ken Chen didn't raise your hand. 还有其他的，我们也特别欢迎孟牧师跟她的丈夫跟我们一起。我们谢谢。Okay, 感谢主。那我求天父帮助我们的父亲，带领我们的家庭都一起敬拜，都爱我们天上的父亲。
I pray that God will help all our fathers, grandfathers, to really love Jesus and to be able to serve Him.
我相信父亲们，你都有家庭的或者太太儿女对你的劝勉。
I'm sure we fathers do get counsel or exhortation from our children off and on.
我今天也是很高兴的跟大家分享呢，我的儿子送我一个非常宝贵的礼物。
My son gave me a very precious Father's Day gift, and I'd like to share it with everyone.
大家都知道大儿子在念神学，他的太太也快要生敏了，这十一月有第一个孩子。
My oldest son, Micah, most of you know him, and he's studying theology at the New Orleans Bible Theological Seminary, and then his wife is expecting a baby soon.
谢谢大家给我机会，上礼拜也见到第一次我的第一个孙女儿，六个月的。
Last week, I had the opportunity to really meet my first granddaughter in Bay Area.
住在 Oakland 的啊。
那
这个是我的儿子送给我的礼物，你看看宝贵不宝贵
？This is the gift I got from my younger son.
啊，我收到的时候，真是哎呀，真是太宝贝了啊！
I was so, so happy to receive this gift.
因为我好久了，已经结婚有好久了，都没有孙女儿。今天，神赐给我这个宝贵的礼物，我感谢天父。
I thank God because they have been married. My younger son and daughter-in-law been married for a good few 6.5 years, and finally they received this precious gift from God. I believe, in the same way, I believe God also loved each family here in the same way He loved me. Thank God that most families here receive possessions and blessings from God in this life.
神给父亲们,你们, 都有很好的家庭, 有很好的财产。
God bless you with good families, good homes, and also possessions.
你一切所有的都是从天父给你的。
All you own is from the Lord giving it to you.
所以做父亲的也要感谢天上的父亲。
So those of us who are dads should also thank our Father in heaven.
就说你不是父亲,
even though some of us are not fathers, but we still need to thank God in heaven for the blessings.
因为神给你有能力去赚钱, 给你有所有的收入,可你在世界上生活。
Because God has given you strength to be able to earn a living and also bless you with all this income.
天父是爱今天每一个的父亲的。
The Heavenly Father loves each father here today in our midst.
他给你一切您所拥有的。
He gives you all that you are owning now.
大家可以看一看在旧约圣经最后的一卷叫做马拉基书所讲的。
Let's look to the last book in the Old Testament, the book of Malachi.
在这卷书里面, 神一开始就告诉我们, 天父给你一切你所拥有的。
Right from the beginning, the book tells us that the Lord gives us all that we have.
因为他爱您,
because He loves us.
那但是你看那段圣经里面呢, 你就觉得呢, 哦, 这里神是说爱雅各, 不爱以扫, 是什么意思呢?
Well, you might say in this book, it talks about loving Jacob, and God loving Jacob and not Esau. What's this all about?
那今天对我们有没有关系呢? 今天对我们有没有关系呢?
What is that to us? What does that mean to us?
原来雅各是亚伯拉罕的孙子。
Because Jacob is Abraham's grandchildren.
神因为爱亚伯拉罕, 他也爱雅各。
Because God loves Abraham, He similarly loves Jacob.
为什么他爱雅各多过超过以扫呢? 他的哥哥呢?
Why does God love Jacob more than Esau, his older brother?
因为后来我们看见雅各是追求神的福气。
Because later on we can see that Jacob pursued the blessings of God.
但是以扫是追求世界的福气。
Whereas Esau is just pursuing the worldly pleasures.
神老早看见了,他说我爱雅各。
God saw that right from the start. Therefore, He said, I love Jacob.
因为他的心是归向我。
Because His heart is towards me.
因为神是慈爱的父亲,要我们的心转回向他。
Because our God is a loving Father, therefore He wants our heart to all turn towards Him.
今天神希望所有的父亲,不是父亲的,都要转向天父。
Today, God also wants all of us, whether you're father or not, to turn our hearts to the Heavenly Father.
神也要世界上的儿女转向父亲。
God also wants the children of the world to turn towards Him.
如果今天父亲跟儿女有问题的, 你可以求神帮助你, 使你的儿女回到 父亲的心上。 身上。
If there's any issues with relationship between father and son and children, we just pray that the father will draw the children back to himself.
但是您说，神拥有一切，有些没有荣耀神的是怎么办呢？
Well, you said God has everything, and how about those that do not glorify God?
你看圣经讲得很清楚啊，大卫王都是讲啊，一切都是属于神的，神为万有之首。
Even King David claimed that everything, the whole world, the earth belongs to the Lord.
那我们看圣经告诉我们，那些不归从神的时候，他的结果是怎么样？
The Bible also shares with us, tells us, those that do not honor God, what happened to them.
Okay, 好。 哪一段我最重要的都没有了，奇怪啊。OK，好，又跑去了。今天对不起啊，这个东西给我们麻烦啊。那圣经这里讲得很清楚，人会发财，人会争荣耀，但是天父告诉我们，他离开世界的时候呢，不能跟从他。OK。
In Psalm 49:16-20. This is mine. Where's yours?
Page 2.
Bible verse. Okay.
Okay. 谢谢啊。那这里神告诉我们，如果自夸为有福，神在将来。 都让他离开世界，一点都不能带去。Do
not be overawed when others grow rich, when the splendor of their houses increase, for they will take nothing with them when they die.
就好像野兽一样。It's
just like the beast.
所以我们要知道，一切都是属于神的。他因为爱我们，天父把一切给我们。We
need to know that. God really loves his children. All that he has, he granted to us.
如果我们不懂这头一点呢，今天所讲的呢，你就不大高兴了。If
you don't see it this way, what I'm going to share today, you may not be very happy.
没有一个人在世界上是人，这是我拥有的，我有能力啊，我好像某某富有啊，我这个都是我完全赚回来的。但是在神的眼光。 你不晓得，我给你能力去赚回来了，你要归荣耀给我。Many
people may claim they are so successful, they earn so much, they have so much possessions, but they forget that God is the one that gives them all these things.
那但是第二点，我们看见呢，神不喜欢你抢了他，夺了属于他的供物。And
the second point. But God dislikes how you rob the offering belongs to Him.
原来神给我们的东西里面，他有一个规矩。God
has a rule, the possessions He gives to His children.
就是在他给你的那些东西里面，你要十分之一回给他。All
that the Lord bless you with. You are going to give one tenth back to him.
请大家帮我一起念这一节圣经8到9节，好不好？
Let's read Malachi 3:8-9.
先念中文哈，请人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一，我当献的供物上。 因你们通过的人都夺取我的供物，就领到你们身上。英文的。Will
a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you answer, Are we robbing you in tithes and offerings? You are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me.
那这个是很强的话。
This is very strong language.
但是大家知道，这个不是我讲的。
This is not from me.
这个是神对雅各对以色列人讲的。
This was from God speaking to Jacob and the Israel people.
谁是以色列人？
Who are the Israelites?
今天凡是信主耶稣、信他复活的，就是属灵的以色列人。
All those who believe in the Lord Jesus, and they are considered spiritual Israelites.
因为保罗讲得很清楚。凡是相信耶稣基督、接受耶稣进到生命的，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Because clearly the Bible tells us, whoever receives Jesus into his heart, he belongs to Abraham.
今天如果你是基督徒，接受耶稣进你的心的时候，你就是圣经讲得很清楚，亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Today, when you receive Jesus into your heart as Lord and Savior, Bible clearly tells us we are the descendants of Abraham.
那这句圣经所讲的话，对雅各以色列讲的话，就是对您来讲了。
So the words that the Lord spoke to Jacob is speaking to us today.
那请你呢注意啊，这里告诉我们，从开始的时候呢，神就已经收纳十分之一的了。
Right from the beginning in the Bible, it already tells us that God has been receiving a tenth.
因为亚伯拉罕他得到圣账，他得到拥有一切的时候，他就拿十分之一奉献给祭司，奉献给代表神的那个牧师。
Abraham, when he received all these possessions from God, he took out a tenth of that and offered it up to God's priest.
那个祭司就叫做墨基洗德。
Melchizedek.
那后来我们也看见雅各本身也答应神，他说：“神啊，你如果赐福给我，我就一定把十分之一奉献给你。”
And then Jacob also promised to God that when you give me all these blessings, I'm going to return a tenth of it to you.
就真的神赐福他了。
And God blessed him.
他也要建立一个祭坛奉献给神。
And he erected an altar and offered a sacrifice to God.
我们看见耶稣基督本身也接纳十分之一的奉献。
We know from the Bible that Jesus himself also approve of receiving the tenth of the offering.
有些人认为，哎呀，这是旧约东西，对雅各的东西，不关乎我。你就忘记耶稣是接纳，知道我们需要十分之一。
Some people may say, oh, that is the Old Testament. Now we're in the New Testament, but it's recorded that Jesus cares about the tenth.
因为耶稣说，你奉献的要奉献的乐意，不要勉强。同时，你的心灵，你奉献的时候，也要关心别人的他们的公义，他们的需要。
Because Jesus emphasized in giving with a cheerful heart and helping others in need.
所以当耶稣在世的时候，他特别看人的奉献。
When Jesus was on earth, he especially watched people's offering.
你记得有一次他在圣殿特别看一个很贫穷的寡妇的奉献。
One time he watched a very poor widow offering in the temple.
他就告诉他的门徒，他说：“你看，这个寡妇把她生活的需要都完全奉献给神，把钱放进这个圣殿里面那个盒子里面。”
He emphasized to his disciples, "And look, this this lady, this woman, offered all that she have into the offering box in the temple."
那个就是告诉我们奉献的重要，神必定也会赐福那个寡妇。
This illustrates the importance of offering, and God surely blessed that widow.
我们看摩西特别吩咐所有的以色列人，必须有十分之一的奉献。
Even Moses also commanded all the Israelites to have a tenth of their offering to God.
所以在旧约的先知书里面，先知们都一定 吩咐以色列人有四分之一奉献，如果不奉献，神的咒诅临到他们。
So all through the Old Testament, the prophets emphasized to the Israelites to give the tenth of offering to God, otherwise they will receive a curse from Him.
所以你就看见今天所讲的，神说啊，你夺取了我的供物，因为这四分之一是属于我的，是圣洁的。
That's why here it writes that you rob me of the offering because that part of it belongs to God.
当你把十分之一都不奉献给神的时候，在神的观念里面，你是抢了他的钱财，那个就是等于不爱神了。
When you do that, when you kept the part of God's offering to yourself, it just shows that you do not love God.
在马太福音讲得很清楚，这样子一个人不能又爱神又爱钱财。如果你爱钱财多过爱神，那神就不赐福给你了。
In the book of Matthew, it also says that you cannot love God and love mammon together.
你说儿子怎么会抢爸爸的东西呢？
Then you wonder, why would a son rob his dad?
我们看在世界上都很多这个情形啊。
We have seen many of these.
有许多儿子啊，在从前从过，拿了父亲的财产啊，是父亲都不高兴的。
In China, we hear of instances where the sons took the inheritance of their dad and without him knowing it.
不久以前，有个著名的打美国啊足球的啊那个明星啊，他的儿子把这个父亲的那个 Super Bowl ring 啊，那个打球的最好的一个戒指啊，偷去了，把它卖掉了。
There was a football player, that his son stole his Super Bowl ring.
今天我们也看见有其他的儿子们，他偷了父亲的车子了，啊，有些属于父亲的都拿去了。
We also hear of children stealing their dad's car, and then, so they're robbing their dad off.
在 Wichita 这个地方呢，啊，有个儿子呢，他是从父亲的家里偷了好多钱。所以就放进监狱里面了。
There was a Wichita son that stole a lot of money from his dad. He was arrested and jailed.
但是神就给我们一个试验。
But God gave us a test.
他就说，如果你真的十一奉献的时候，我一定会施恩赐福给你。
God says, if you give me your tenth, I will certainly bless you.
所以他说，你可以试试，试试我，看我施福给你不施福给你。
He said, you can test to see if I will bless you abundantly when you tithe.
啊，他说呢，如果啊你把当纳的十分之一送入仓库，使我家有粮，再试试我是否为你敞开天上的仓库，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing.
各位弟兄姐妹，你要注意，这里特别有两个字，一个字。
Take note of two words in this verse.
神说仓库。
God says floodgates.
同时他说我。
He says storehouse.
Yeah. 我家。
And then he says my house.
十分之一送去哪里呢
？So where does the tenth, the tithe go to？
去那个撒玛利亚，Samaritan purse， 手袋是不是
？Is it going to the Samaritan purse？
是不是某一个机构？这里呢，送饭菜给人的呢
？Or some food bank for helping people？
那是好，非常好。
Those are good。
但是神需要你第一样最重要的。 进我的家。
But the importance here is emphasized that it is in my house, God says.
今天有许多人因为我已经奉献很多啦。
Many people believe they gave a lot.
世界上许多机构我都去支持啊。
I supported all the organizations.
我请问你一件事情。
Let me ask you a question.
你的奉献是不是进神的家？
Is there offering that you turn it into the house of God?
什么神的家？到处都是神的家。
And then you may say, everywhere is God's house. Which one?
你是在哪里信主啊？
Where did you receive Jesus?
你的教会在哪里啊？
Which is your church?
你的教会就是神的家呀。
The family of God is the church.
你先给了教会十分之一，其他的才算是奉献给所有需要的机构。
You first render your tenth to the Lord in His home, in His house. Then you make offerings to others.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们要知道，是您跟我的责任，先支持自己的教会。
So brothers and sisters, we have to support our own church.
神是需要你让他的仓库是足够了，有粮了。
God needs you to fill up His storehouse.
神说：“试试我，试试我。”
God asks us to test Him.
看我会不会因为你这样做，就大大的赐福给你了。
Watch me and see.I'm going to give you all these blessings.
甚至乎是你所有的、你的、银行的、那些、商、你所有的，看看是不是我更大赐福给你，甚至不够地方去藏、储藏这些东西。
God challenge us to give to Him first, and then test me and see whether I'm going to bless you back much manifold.
可能今天我所讲的，有些弟兄姐妹不会同意。
Maybe some even brothers sisters will not agree what I share.
但是我告诉你很清楚，马拉基书第三章十节的是进入我的家，我的仓库。
Very clearly in Malachi 3 verse 10, it says.That there may be food in my house.
这样子神就才大大的赐福你。
Only in this way, God Almighty will greatly bless you.
我出来美国的时候没有钱。
When I came to the United States, I was penniless.
我的船费用啊，那个时候是坐船来的，几十年前，都是借给亲戚里面给我钱的。
I came by boat, and even that expense came from a relative.
我要学做一个工程师。
I wanted to be an engineer.
啊，我跟神讲，给我啊做得好啊，赚很多钱，我就奉献给你了。
I told the Lord, let me do well, and I'm going to earn the money and give it back to you offering.
但是神就呼召我做他的传道人。
But God called me to be His preacher.
当我起初做传道的人的那个薪水也是很小的。
When I first came out as a preacher, the salary was very low.
我也没有结婚那个时候。
I was not married.
单身建一个教会，但是呢，那个教会也是刚刚够我小小的薪水给我。
It was a small church, and I was single, so they.Just pay me a little sum of money to do the job.
啊，那我后来教会长大了。
The church grew.
从我开始做牧师到现在为止，我可以跟弟兄姐妹讲，从来我都没有很大的薪水。
From the day I started being a preacher to this day, I can tell brothers and sisters.
我没有说不满意。
I don't have a big salary, and I'm not discontent.
但是感谢主，他赐我太太。
But I thank God He gave me a wife.
那 Sharon 从来没有做 full time 全时间，她为了教会只是半时间的来帮助。
Sharon never worked full time, always a part timer. The rest of the time, it's always ministry in the church with pastor.
啊，但是感谢主，给我们有聪明智慧，懂得怎么样。去在经济上弄得好， 怎么呢？可以帮助呢我们去 investing 啊，投资的时候呢有些收入。
We thank God because with His guidance, He helped me to do some good planning, and then we can have some income.
啊，等到我现在啊退休的时候，可以还有一些收入，可以去旅游。去以色列了。
Now that I'm retired, I still have some money to spend on cruise, like to Israel.
感谢主，最近还神还帮助我，可以有小小奉献，不是奉献，小小的钱供给我的大儿子，他买了一个很大的房子。
Recently, God even allowed me to have a little sum of money to help Micah to buy a house.
四个房间楼上。
He's got a big house, four bedrooms.
感谢主，神的供应，因为他也是十一奉献。
We thank the Lord because my son tithe all his life.
他的弟弟 Caleb 也是十一奉献。
Caleb also tithe too.
所以他们从来都不会有困难。
And they always in abundance.
所以感谢主，他施恩赐福给我们，不是因为我们什么好处，只是因为我们肯先奉献给神。
We thank God not because of how good we are or how giving we give, it's because God really takes care of us when we tithe.
当你把十分之一给教会的时候，神的家就可以更加的传福音，神的家就可以为神做更大的工作。
When you tithe to the church, then you make your church able to reach out for many missions work.
啊，这个就是神给我们的原则。
This is the fundamental rule that God gives.
当教会这样做的时候，那个教会也会增长，更长大。不会常常担心我们奉献不够，我们钱不够。
When we do that, we will be not worried about, you know, not enough money in the church and what are we going to do?
这个是很害羞的事情。让教会的财政常常，我们可能不够钱了，我们害怕啦，将来呀没有办法付我们教会的债啊，这个很害羞的事情。
When people express the fear of not being able to pay up the mortgage, not enough money to pay for different work, this is not a good thing.
最近就是一个教会在 Nevada 的一个很大的教会的，他们决定他们要奉献，就捐了25万啊，给去传福音。
Recently, there's a church in Nevada.And they wanted to raise $250,000 for evangelistic costs.
感谢主，两个礼拜之后。
Praise the Lord, 2 weeks later.
神供应他们400万块。
The Lord gave them $2 million.
当你给神的时候，你绝对不会亏欠了，神一定更大的施恩给你的。
When you give God liberally,You can never outgive God. He will bless you.
同时圣经讲天父也保护你不会失落。
And Bible also continue to say we will not lose anything.
你看马拉基三章十一节说，万军之耶和华说我不会你骂蝗虫，不容他毁坏你的土壤，你田间的土壤未熟之也不掉。那个意思就是说，神会保护你所拥有的，你不会失落的。
I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe.
这个神他答应过，一定会做的。
This is what God promised us He'll do.
今天让我给大家一些例子。
Let me give you a few illustrations.
神怎么样会保护世界上爱他的人？
How God protected the people in the world, those that love Him.
那我已经讲过，今天这个是给基督徒的，给信主的人讲的。
This message is towards the believers, the church family.
如果你还没有信主的时候呢，神的家还不是你的家。
If you're a non-believer, so the family of God, you have not really joined in yet.
神所答应的恩典还没有能够领到你。
God's blessings will come to you when you belong to Him.
神的永生、神的平安、神的赦罪还不领到你。
God's everlasting life and forgiveness of sins and blessings will come to you when you believe.
但是如果你要神的施恩，是神的保守。
If you want the Lord's blessings and protection, you need to become a believer, Christian first.
那我们大能的神就会保护你一切的所拥有的，你的投资，你的工，你的生意，你的一切的东西，神会赐福你。
Then only God can bless you and protect you from all your businesses.
神也会保护你的工作
Also your work
保护你的车子
Protect your car
保护你的家庭
Protect your home
你一切拥有的 神会答应保守你的
Everything you own God already promised to protect it for you
我希望你相信神所讲的话
I hope you believe what God promised
当你十分之一的奉献的时候 神的福气是
When you tithe the tenth to God, His blessings will pour.
让我举个例子，大家知道，我们大公司在美国也是全世界唱的大的公司叫做 J.C. Penney.
We have a big company called J.C. Penney.
你 J.C. Penney 呢，在1895年的时候的出生了啊，他做的工作做的不错，有 J.C. Penney 这个公司了。
1895, that company was established. It was doing okay.
但是到1929年的时候呢，因为经济的衰退，他财产都没有了，都死掉了。
1929, he lost everything, J.C. Penney, because of the depression.
弄到他整个人都心灵很不高兴。
He was very sad.
他有病了。
He became sick.
但是在病床的时候，有一天呢，他听到有人唱歌。
On his sick bed, one day he heard somebody singing.
有人唱，天父必看顾你，时时看顾，处处看顾。
He heard this beautiful hymn, God will take care of you.
他就醒悟过来了。
He woke up.
他就 相信主耶稣了。
He accepted Jesus.
成为一个重生的基督徒。
Became a born again Christian.
感谢主，以后呢，他的生意再回来了。后来他死以前了，真是这个美国最大，差不多第二个最大的公司，所有地方都有 J.C. Penney.
And the Lord blessed him afterwards. His business. Flourished so big.
当然后来他过去呢，公司就卖给别人了。
So of course, when he passed, the company was sold to somebody else.
但是知道他有生之日，神是使用他供应许许多的教会，许多的福音的机构，都是从他答应神，神啊，我会给你十分之一。
He was so successful in his business and helped so many churches and evangelical work that the Lord honored his tithe.
他归功于神，施恩给他，因为他奉献十分之一以上的，后来更多。
He gave all the credit to God because he tithe, his business prosper.
戈培里牧师在他的一篇讲道里面呢。 就是与神同工一篇讲到，有讲解很重要的话语。
Billy Graham said in one of his sermons, "Partners with God."
他就是说，今天美国最大的罪是什么呢？就是我们藏了神给我们的东西，那些属于他的，我们把神的东西藏了。
He says, one of the greatest sins in America today is the fact that we are robbing God of that which rightfully belongs to
him. 他说，当我们没十分之一奉献的时候呢，就是向神欠了债。
He continued to say that when we don't tithe, we shirk a just debt to God.
他说我们给神的十分之一，其实他说不算是奉献。
He said actually the tenth we gave to God, not counting as offering.
因为这个从利未记旧约都可以讲到了，这个是向神欠的债，神要求给他的。
In the book of Leviticus 27:30 verse says about we owe God is a debt we owe God.
当我们还不把十分之一奉献给神的时候，所有的东西给神的不算是奉献。有十分之一之后，哪些给别的机构的，那才是真的奉献。
He said that the tenth we give to God really did not count as offering yet. Until we have fulfilled that, then whatever goes above the tithe, that's offering.
这个是哥培里讲的。
This is from Greeley Graham.
让我再举一些其他的例子。
Other illustrations.
有些美国很伟大的公司，开始创办人都是很贫穷的。
Most of the people that start big companies in America, they started out poor.
比如说这个叫做 Mr. 叫做 Cromwell， 就是那个 Quaker Oak， 那是吃麦片的啊。你今天有没有吃麦片啊？啊，是他的公司，他开始的时候呢，很贫穷的。
He was very poor, this Mr. Crowell, when he was starting out his Quaker Oak.
但是他十分之一奉献之后，
after he gave the tenth to God,
神就大大施恩赐福给他了。
God bless him.
所以这公司这么大了。
Now the company is big.
各位你也知道有一些肥皂，就是 Colgate 的肥皂。
Then we have the company of Colgate.
Soap.
Soap, Colgate soap.
Yeah. 那他开始也是很贫穷的。
He started out a very poor man.
但是因为十一奉献，他对神讲：“你，我刚跟你同工。
”He told God, "I'll team up with you."
结果神就施恩给他。
God bless him.
另外，这个 Procter 也是肥皂的公司又是这样子，愿意奉献给神，结果神就大大施恩给他的出产了。
Of ivory soap also.
大家也听过这个 menthol latham， 我们常常都有用的。
menthol latham
药啊，呀、mm-hmm. 啊，那个叫做 AA high， 他开始的，他也是对神讲：“神啊，我愿意十分之一奉献，以后你给我的，我都奉献。”神就大大施恩给他。
He also vowed to God that he'll tithe, and then God bless him.
直至他给神，他说。我百分之六十、七十都献给神。
His income of he gave God 60-70% sometimes.
有一个大家都很懂的了，他的名字叫做 John D. Rockefeller Senior.
There's a man called John D. Rockefeller Senior.
大家每个圣诞节都看见他的大楼了，对不对啊？他的大的那些戏啊，许多人都在他的大楼了。他是怎么样开始的呢？
Now, how did this man start with his big Rockefeller Center?
他做见证。
He gave testimony.
这个是祖父了哈，上一代的了。他说，我做小孩子的时候啊，我也去赚钱，每个礼拜的赚了1.5块。
He said every week I earned $1.50.
那我妈妈告诉我。
Then his mother told him.
他说你要十分之一给神哦。
Reminded him a tenth of that to God.
他就给1.5给神了，是吧
？He gave a 1.5.
他说我一直这样实在，凡得到的东西都十分之一给神。
He continued to practice one tenth of all he owned to God.
直到后来给每个月100,000。
So end up in monthly giving, he was over $1 million.
可能以后他的儿子怎么样算是不行的，至少要给很多 奉献给神了。
He gave a lot to the Lord.
在这个美国有个最大的一个很大的那些一个机器啊，就是很高大的机器，能够去戳地，很厉害的那些大机器的，那个人的名字叫做 Letourneau。
There's a great earth-moving company called Letourneau. This inventor.
他也是跟神讲，神啊，我十一奉献，求你帮助我。
He also prayed to God and said, "I tithe, God, you help me."
结果他的公司就变成全世界最大的一个机器公司。
And his company became one of the biggest machinery country in the world.
他常常这样讲。
He said this.
他说不是我给神多少啊，是多少神给我的东西呢？我自己藏着，收藏给自己。
He said, "It is not how much I give God, but how much God's money I kept for myself."
他能够帮助许多福音的机构啊。
He helped many Christian causes.
他也告诉一个很著名的大家。都常常看见了啊，那个经济的杂志叫做《Forbes》，他告诉他们，他说我生活里面做两件事情。
In a Forbes magazine, he shared this. I have two things.
一个就是去设计最好的机器。
One is to design machine.
另外一个。
Turn to the.
另外。只是看见，不单只是机器的能力，看见福音的能力，能够帮助许多人的生命。
Not only to observe the power of machinery working, but it is also to see the power of gospel changing lives.
他说他的生命，他给90%，因为他很有钱了，都送给。教会的工作。
He was so wealthy, he gave over 90% of his income to Christian cause.
他也是这个机电机构的总裁。
He's also the president of the Gideon International.
大家都懂啊，你见过机电这个名字？你住的旅馆，凡是所有的旅馆或者 motel。抽屉都有本圣经，对不对？这些圣经都是基甸送给全所有的酒店的。
As we know, when we go to stay over in hotels and motels, in the drawers of those rooms, there is that Gideon Bible. That's from this man.
哦，这个是你说美国人啊，中国人怎么办啊？
Well, that's American. How about the Chinese?
举一个例子，有一个著名的华人。他的名字叫做 Stanley Tam.
There's a Chinese man, businessman Stanley Tam.
他是一个精炼公司的总裁，也创办一个胶厂。
He's a refinery businessman with a plastic company.
他的生命是超过十分之一奉献给神的。
He gave God over and above the tenth.
所以。神就大大的施恩给他了。
And God bless him so much.
还有大家都知道，那个 founder 就是创办 Holiday Inn 的最初的那个创办人，他的名字叫做 Wallace Johnson.
Wallace Johnson, he's the founder of the Holiday Inn.
他是一个浸信会的一个平信徒。
He's a layman in the Baptist circle.
但是所有的世界的人都知道他很。愿意帮助福音的机构。
He helped so many Christian evangelical activities and centers. Everybody knows him well.
那还有譬如说这个乳酪的公司啊 ，Kraft 那个 cheese 的 company， 那个起初的创办人也是奉献给神的。
The Kraft cheese company founder. Is also a tither.
这个是全世界现在最大的 乳酪的公司啊,
it's a big cheese company today.
我们守主餐的时候也用一些葡萄籽了。那个创办人是谁呢? 就是 Welch.
Maybe take communion, we take in Welch grape juice.
起初他愿意侍奉神。他开始愿意侍奉神。
At first he
他要做宣教士。
He wants to be a missionary.
但是神, 太太身体不好,
the wife is not very healthy.
啊，那他说怎么办呢?
And he said, "What shall I do?"
他说神啊，你帮助我，我要做一些东西，帮助教会，也能够帮助许多传福音的人。He
asked God what he can do, so that he can help the Christians and the churches.
结果他就建了这个 Welch 啊，这个大的一个。
That's how he started the Welch Grape Juice Company.
供应许许多多人都听到福音。
He provided gospel to many people to hear.
今天神会纪念你的奉献的。
Today God will remember your offering.
圣经讲马拉基十三章十二十六节。
The Bible says in Malachi 3, 12 and 16.
请大家来看一看，好不好？好，请各位念第十二节，好不好？万国称你们有福的，因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。那使敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳与听，且有纪念册在他面前。 记录那敬畏耶和华是念的人英文的，yeah.
Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. Then those who fear the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name.
这里让我们知道神会记录我们的奉献，好像耶稣看住那个贫穷的寡妇的奉献。Here
it tells us that God will record down our giving, just like Jesus watching that widow's offering.
你奉献的时候，就是敬畏耶和华的名了。When
you give to God, you are honoring God.
因为你思念耶和华的名了。Because
you love his name, honor his name.
我们作为一个基督徒的，要常常敬畏天父。As
Christians, we should always love and honor God.
神答应，他会赐福给你。God
promised he will bless you.
他会保守你不失落。He
will protect you, not losing anything.
同时他说，你住的地方。 你的地方成为喜乐之地。He's
going to make your land happy.
今天你要你的家庭快乐吗?
Do we want happiness in the home?
你说住的地方要快乐的地方吗?
We want to live in happy home.
你要神保守你住的地方吗?
The Lord will bless the protect your home.
先十一奉献给主。We
have to tithe first to God.
让我们低头祷告。Let
us all pray, bow our heads.
神啊，我们感谢你是我们的天父。Father,
we thank you because you are our heavenly Father.
你也答应一定让我们得到丰富，得到长进。You
have promised us that we will get abundance and will be in progress.
你也告诉我们要我们先试试他，试试你。You
also told us to test you out.
是啊，主啊，我们愿意试验你的。
Yes, Jesus, we would want to follow you.
求你帮助我们从今天做一个绝对重要的决定。Help
us today to make a very important decision.
我们愿意十一的奉献。We
would tithe to you.
同时我们所做的不是勉强的。And
also, we are not doing it unwillingly.
你会慢慢教导我们所做的都是公义的。 合乎你喜悦的，我们家里都快乐的。You
will continue to show us and lead us that what we do right with you, you will give us happy, make us happy.
如果我们家里有些人是不愿意的
If some of our family are not willing,
求你帮助做父亲的,
help us fathers,
带领亲家人都归主,
lead the whole family to know you,
相信主耶稣,
believe in Jesus,
我们也愿意传家使义奉献,
we also want the family to be tithing as a family.
我们知道神你就会大大施恩我们,
God, you will bless us.
同时大大施恩赐福我们的教会,
and you will bless your church here.
我们需要你极大的恩典,
we need your amazing great grace.
让我们的教会从今以后不会有欠缺,
and from this day on, our church will not be in any lack.
因为弟兄姐妹愿意施以奉献,
because brothers and sisters, they vow to tithe.
求你怜悯我们,
have mercy on us, God.
让我们能够先试试你的供应,
help us to test your providence.
奉耶稣基督名求,
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.